Hello, and welcome to the Miles of Training by Evil Sizer podcast. I'm your host, Penny Royston, an interstate authority expert with 34 years of experience and a licensed commercial insurance agent. Thanks for tuning in, where we discuss all things interstate trucking. This is episode number 3, and the title of today's episode is, What the Heck is a BOC3? Well, in my opinion, BOC3 is the most misunderstood form in trucking on the planet. If you ask someone if they have filed their BOC3 or what it is, chances are nobody's going to be able to explain that to you. It is an important form if you are interstate. If you are intrastate, you just drive within your state, then you don't need one. And things are changing down the line this year. So the FMCSA is working on their new registration system. And there's going to be some things that change. So in the future, private carriers and exempt carriers who travel interstate will also need a BOC3. That hasn't been the case in ever. It's always just been those with an MC number, a freight forwarder number, or an MX account. So we file the BOC3 form every day for so many carriers and brokers that have applied for their authority, or even one of the oldest BOC3 companies in the U.S. So we know what, you know, we know how this system works. We know what we're doing here. In fact, we have filed over 200,000 forms in the last 34 years. I know that's a lot of forms, isn't it? And we file electronically and provide you with a copy. But the most frequent question I receive is, what is a BOC3? And that is a really good question because some people miss this. You know, now when you apply for authority, you only have 90 days to get your insurance and your BOC3 on file. And I know once you hit that submit button, you are inundated with marketing phone calls and texts and emails. And yes, that's annoying. I agree 100% with that. And it's kind of a very competitive market out there. It does take a lot of time and energy to keep the BOC3 filing, not the filing, but our list updated with the FMCSA. We do the very best we can to keep that current and active. So the BOC3, it's a form. I mean, it's a list of agents. You're going to receive a 4-page form that has a list of agents for each state. So and then all of these have agreed to act as a receiving agent on your behalf. So it's not something that you can go talk to them about something. I mean, a lot of them are attorneys, they're permit agents, and they are in business to act as your agent. So it's not a free service, but it is one of the required forms to be filed electronically with the government. You know, it's for all interstate brokers, freight forwarders, and carriers. And like I said before, private carriers and exempt carriers will soon be added to that list. So here at Evil Sizer, we try to make this simple form really easy. You know, we know that you need the BOC3. So once you receive your MC number, your freight forwarder number, your MX number, you can go on our website and order this and we'll file electronically for you and send you a copy for your records. Now, it doesn't sometimes end right there. So since we have made this filing simple, people still don't understand what the filing is all about. So we do file electronically and then we'll, you know, send you a copy. The first time you file the form is typically when you're activating your authority. You know, it is one of the requirements, but there are a few other times that you would need to file a BOC3. One is a name change. So I just talked to someone today. He called and he filed a name change. And yes, the BOC drops off. It's just not there anymore. And the government gives you 30 days to get that filed. Another instance is a reinstatement. It does indicate on our terms of service that if you file a reinstatement, you also need to refile a current BOC3. And it goes through the same channels as it did before, you know, as a new one. Another one is a transfer of authority. Now, transfers may go away in the future. It's still unclear. The DOT number, as we know, does not transfer. And the MC number, even though it does transfer, believe it or not, they're going away by the end of the year. So if you're looking to transfer an authority, just kind of be aware of that process. I know if you're trying to sell one, you really want to sell it, you know, you really think it has some value, but in the long run, it really may not. And that's for a whole nother podcast for the transfer of authority. So how much does the BOC3 cost? And that is different from company to company. Each company gets to set their own rates. Since we're a third party, we are approved with the government. We've been approved since 1991. So we're looking at 33 years to actually having our BOC3 list active. And a year ago, we did update the whole thing. So everything is updated unless, you know, someone is retiring or we have sadly had people pass away from the list, you know, and we do keep up with that the best we can. Can you switch BOC3 companies? Of course, it's no big deal to transfer. You may be paying too much. You may not like the service. Maybe when you get served, the service is just way too expensive. In your opinion, but you can just go online at their website, like at our website, you can just order a BOC3 and then we'll get that file just as if you're a new carrier. So there's no rules that you have to stay with your BOC3 company. Some do charge annual fees. And that's another thing that may change by the end of the year. All companies may be charging annual fees. So stay tuned for, I'm telling you, there's a lot of changes out there these days that's going to happen. I had the pleasure of going to Washington, D.C. in January and actually giving my input. There were two companies there that we represented, the BOC companies, and it was me and Douglas from Service of Process. And we were right on the same page, you know, between the two of us. We've been doing it a long time, and it was just good to kind of collaborate together and give our opinion to the FMCSA. And what does BOC stand for? Does anybody know what that stands for? It's a real simple thing. It's an acronym, of course. You know, everything in the government world is an acronym. They tend to have their own language. I even have not a podcast. Maybe I need to, but I have a blog post that is nothing but acronyms. Because, you know, if you talk about the FMCSA and you got to file the BOC and the BMC 91 with, you know, with the government, and you know, you can just talk in acronyms and act like you're in a foreign language. So I'll put a link here at thepodbean.com. And that way you can check out the acronyms. That way you'd be kind of in the know as well. But it simply means Bureau of Compliance Form Number 3. Now, there could be a Form Number 4, 5, 6. I don't really know. I've never really looked it up. But this one is the BOC3, and it's been around for, 40-some years. And it's still here. So I want to give you a little background on what happens when you file the BOC3. And you activate your authority, and you know, down the line, you're in an accident. May or may not be your fault, but people tend to really like to charge the trucker and make it their fault. There's a lot of attorneys out there that are just ready to nail the trucker. And it's not always the trucker's fault. You know, I'm going to put it out there. Sometimes people will cut off the trucker out in the lane and in the interstate highway and just didn't allow enough room. And if the truckers are fully loaded at 80,000 pounds, it's really hard to stop on a dime. I mean, it's impossible. And so let's say, you know, you rear-ended somebody, whether it was your fault or not, seems like the one on the back end, it's always their fault. It just kind of works out that way, sadly. And so you're being sued. So they're going to try to sue you for, you know, whatever liability. Most people have $1 million on file. And so they're going to go for that. And so they're going to try to prove their case. And so the plaintiff which is the one suing the defendant. So the BOC holder is always the defendant. Always, always. And so when we get served, we look at the defendant, we find out who it is, and get the documentation to them as soon as possible. Because most of the time, the court case is on a timeline, a very strict timeline. And so at that point, if you are the defendant, you're being sued for, you know, $1 million or however much the damage was, then you need to contact an attorney right away and get them to respond to the summons. Now, not all documentation is served is a summons. One thing that we don't serve is divorce papers, because that has nothing to do with transportation. And so that will be declined through our agents. But, you know, it has to be. So the BOC3 is listed on your motor carrier account. So it has to be transportation related. Anything else is a private matter and needs to be outside of this realm. So once we serve the documentation, we'll serve it many different ways. We'll email you a copy, and we do track everything. So, you know, when an attorney comes back, it's like, when was this served? How was this served? We've got all the methods. So we'll go ahead and send it by email, tracked. We'll go ahead and fax a copy if there's a copy. We do charge for the service because our agents are in play and are working for you. So, you know, as per our terms of service, so you will be, you know, sent a bill for it. And you can check the terms of service for the current amount that we're charging for that. We don't charge an astronomical amount, but we do charge a reasonable amount to pay the service fee to our agent, to pay for the postage and all of the services that it costs us to get that to you. It's not a free service. You know, we're not out here just like, hey, we'll just handle it all for free. There are some companies out there, because they are aggressive marketers, they are offering that for free, but that may change too in the future when the government changes all of their systems. So we'll get that to you, tracked mail, priority mail, you know, fax. We do all the methods to get that to you. So you may receive it 3 or 4 times, but you're only billed the one time. And then, you know, the thing you need to take care of, you know, we're just the messenger here. So we're not involved at all in the legal part of it for the response. So you do need to hire an attorney, or if you feel like you can handle it yourself, then, you know, so be it. But I would recommend that you hire an attorney and respond in a correct way. We have had people send us a small claims court. And we had one in particular, and they were just trying to get $200 out of these people. Well, you know, sometimes things aren't worth it, you know, and even though they might win the small claims court claim, you know, they still might not get paid. So, you know, beware if you're the plaintiff, whether it's worth sending out a small claims court. You know, if it's usually small claims court is $750 or lower than, you know, something that's cheaper than $750. You know, if you didn't get it the first 6 months, you may not ever get that. And sometimes you just have to write it off and move on. But that's your decision, you know, as a plaintiff. But as the defendant, as the BOC3 holder, it's just our job to get the documentation to you in a timely manner. And that, and we, you know, work hard at that. We've got a system down that we take care of, and we used to not get served a lot, but Andrea is getting served a lot. I mean, several times a day. And so it is more, people are more sue happy these days, which is kind of sad. You know, we live in a different world than we did, you know, 30 years ago when we started this system. But it is what it is, and we do offer the BOC3 service as a big part of our business, and we will continue to do that in the future. And so if you do need a BOC3 listed with your MC number or a freight forwarder or MX, feel free to, you know, pop on over to our website at evilsizer.co. We were having a little issues with our website. So we do own evilsizer.com. It doesn't always forward. So just know that you can also, you just take the M off, and because we own both of those for our sanity mainly. And then you can come on over and, you know, order the BOC3 and we'll be happy to file that for you. I hope you found this podcast real informative. And if you have any questions about the BOC3, please reach out. Our phone number is 303-482-2965. Or you can send us an email, pop on our website. You can order right online. We make it super simple. So you can just get this taken care of and move on with your daily tasks. And I hope to talk to you soon. So we'll see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.